Into our agricultural feature, the world's first tractor-based reality show. By the way, thanks to all our family members for getting in touch with us there with the voice notes. So this reality show, Master Mechanic, premiered recently. It was on the 18th of November. It puts a spotlight on the underdogs of the industry, the mechanics who play an important role in helping farmers feed the country. This year, Master Mechanic was bigger than season one, with bigger tractors, bigger challenges, bigger everything. Master Mechanic provides a unique glimpse into the technician's world of fixing tractors, who not only swing spanners and travel to amazing and different places, but also use their intellect in conjunction with world-leading technologies. Ryan Clark joins us, who's product marketing manager at AGCO, Low Horsepower Tractors Africa. Thank you so much for joining us, Ryan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Asanda, and good morning to all the listeners.
Okay, so this series is called the Massey Ferguson Master Mechanic Challenge. How does AGCO connect with Massey Ferguson and this mechanic challenge?
Asanda, so AGCO stands for Alice Gleaner Corporation. It's one of the oldest companies in agriculture. Even in the year 2022, the brand Massey Ferguson is celebrating its 175th year in existence. And how AGCO connects with Massey Ferguson and the sector is AGCO is the brand owner of Massey Ferguson. Mm-hmm. AGCO also owns multiple other agricultural brands such as Fendt and Valtra, as well as the Challenger tractor brand.
So, I mean, it's quite important that we see different things in our television screens, especially those that are more productive, who don't want to just see people fighting and, people looking pretty. So it does speak to the necessity of this type of reality show. But tell us in terms of season two and what you're seeing different from season one.
Asanda, like you said, it is the world's first tractor reality TV show. It's aired on Facebook, YouTube, and all the major social media platforms. And how it works is viewers can expect to watch six contestants from South Africa. So these are technicians from all over the Southern African region. And we bring them in, we split them into three teams of two, and they have to go through various challenges and surprises in order to win the great prize of 100,000 rand and a trip to France for some further technical training and a few adventures while they're out there. Mm-hmm. What we originally did at AGCO was we had a first season. It was to initially introduce a product, the Massey Ferguson 2640. And it was quite a bit of fun. We wanted to highlight the underrated role that technicians play in our industry, in our sector. Because, you know, Asanda, usually we park them in the back of the workshop and we usually don't even let the customers see them. And and it's also very rural. We're out there in the middle of nowhere with agriculture. So it's not the most desirable role is to find yourself in a workshop in a small town in South Africa. But when we did the show, when we launched the 2640 in season one, we really highlighted and showcased just a glimpse of what life of a technician would be. And the feedback we received on season one, the entertainment value and the excitement and the drama, the feedback was so good that we had to do a season two. And season two, the feedback we received from our viewership was that it needs to be bigger, it needs to be better, and so they wanted bigger machines and bigger challenges with bigger prizes, and I believe we delivered on season two.
Okay, so what kind of challenges can we see happening?
So the season two, we're focusing quite heavily on the technology elements of agriculture. So we're talking about the big tractors, the high horsepower machinery, and those are machines that can basically drive themselves. They have mm-hmm. auto steer technology. They can apply fertilizers and pesticides, you know, down to the liter per hectare, almost with electronics and satellites and all forms of communication that modern day tractors have in them these days. And so the season two is really focused on all of that tech. So without giving away too much, because I'd love your listeners yes. to go and view the show. But season two, episode one opens with the six technicians divided into their three teams, and then from there they're in our warehouse in Johannesburg, our Agco warehouse, our parts distribution center. And with a tablet in their hand, they are meant to diagnose a tractor which is situated in the Free State. So they have to use basically a tablet to fault find the error codes, find all the potential issues that the tractor might have. And then I don't know if you or the viewers have ever watched the show called Reggie's Rush.
No.
But we have the contestants running up and down the warehouse collecting their parts before they embark on the journey of repairing tractors.
Oh, okay.
And on the way down, they're thrown all sorts of curveballs and side challenges, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. I think the viewers would really enjoy it. But that's what it's all about, really, is the ability to use this technology, not only fault finding, but sourcing the parts and then ultimately repairing the tractors. We always joked and said, you know, in about 20 years ago or before then, you know, tools used to make technicians stronger, but in the 21st century, tools are making the technicians smarter.
Yeah. And we love that there's also female representation in terms of the contestants, and we'll be speaking to, I think, two or one contestant on Thursday. Talk to us about that application process and what that's like. And I can imagine how difficult it is to choose who becomes part of the actual show.
Absolutely. So we canvass South Africa, all Massey Ferguson dealerships. We do a call to action video where technicians are then meant to apply through a small little WhatsApp video, telling us why they believe they are the best Massey Ferguson mechanic in the world. From there, we just background check that they are trained and tooled, so that you know they did participate in all the Agco required trainings, and then from there they then moved on to the production company, where they are then chosen. This season two, we've got Niku Ann. She's the only female tractor technician in South Africa that we know of. So we're very proud of Niku Ann. And I mean, I've been working with Massey for a couple of years now, and I saw Niku Ann start out at a few branches, or at a branch, and as an apprentice, and work her way up. And I was so proud of her to see her qualify, and even more proud of her to actually see her make the show.
That's awesome. And then the youngest contestant, we understand, is from the Free State as well, Caleb Webster. What are the age groups?
Jeez, I haven't got Caleb's exact age, but
okay.
if he isn't early 20s, he must be getting to his 20s very soon.
Awesome.
Yeah, very, very good guy. And, you know, Caleb gives us such a lot of hope to see, you know, where the future of this business and where the sector is going, because you know, we're all a bunch of outdoors here in ag. We're looking for young blood to join the ranks and get into the sector. And I think that's what the show is also about, is if someone out there is perhaps interested in a technical field or in the field of agriculture, or they simply just love the fresh air of the small town living, this could be a very interesting career choice for them, and an interesting field that they can easily fall in love with. I think the one thing viewers will pick up is there's a lot of love for the brand. And yeah, it's something that you can really grow with in your career.
We love it very much. And thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time again.
Thank you, Asanda. Have a good morning.
You too. Ryan Clark is Product Marketing Manager at Agco and Low Horsepower. They are brand owners of Massey Ferguson, and other brands come under that umbrella as we talk of tractors and this Master Mechanic reality show talking about mechanics for tractors. Final voice notes of the morning. Good morning, family.